Welcome to the Kiki's Big Adventures Family Travel Podcast, here to help inspire and plan your family's next big adventure. Kiki's Big Adventures all started with the award-winning picture book series about Kiki, the globe-trotting calico kitty exploring the world's diverse people, places, and cultures. I'm Shannon, the author and creator of Kiki's Big Adventures. Moms and families love the books and have been asking for help planning their own adventures. So here we are. This first season, we're featuring travel moms and their summer family adventures with their trip highlights, tips, and advice to help you. Adventure awaits! In this episode, we're talking with travel mom Jackie about her family's summer adventures in Hawaii.
Hi, Jackie.
Hi, Shannon.
How are you?
I am very well. Thank you for asking.
Good. How about yourself? Very good. Very good. I'm so excited you're joining us. Welcome.
Thank you.
To the Kiki's Big Adventures.
I love it.
Podcast, the very first season.
Yay!
And we get to do this in person. This is so fun.
Fantastic.
Awesome.
It's a great idea.
Thank you very much. Thank you. So thank you for joining us. You guys had a fabulous summer vacation.
We did. We had quite an adventure.
All right. Where did this adventure take place?
We went to Hawaii and we spent a couple of days on two islands. We went to Maui and Oahu.
Ooh, very nice.
It was fabulous.
How did you break up the time? How many days on each?
We only had 8 days, and two of those, because we're coming from the East Coast, are travel days. So
that's a long, that's how many hours?
10 hours on a plane, but there were layovers.
Okay.
There are direct flights from the East Coast, but we opted out of those for whatever the reasons were.
Yeah.
But we spent 3 days on Maui and 3 days on Oahu.
Okay.
And the flight between the two was only about 40 minutes.
Okay. That's cool.
So that was easy.
Okay. So what made you pick Hawaii?
Well, it's a bucket list for both Elliot and myself.
Okay.
And neither of us had ever been.
Oh, cool.
And the kids are old enough now to enjoy that sort of thing. So,
right. How old are the boys?
15 and 13.
Okay, great.
So we just bit the bullet and said, it's also our 50th birthday year, so we were like, we're going. We're going to do something big and fabulous.
Awesome.
So off we went.
So you decided to go to Hawaii. How did you decide, like, where did you get information on what to do and where to stay and all
there
that?
We use a travel agent for hotels, but there's lots of information out there. There's a great website called Adventure Maui, and they have tips on everything from luaus to the road to Hana to skydiving and cliff jumping.
Wow.
And they have all kinds of information.
Okay.
And so we just sort of went through there, and they obviously have like trips that you can book, little adventures. So we picked a few from that. And then on Oahu, it was really just word of mouth. We have some friends that had lived in Oahu, and we have some friends that live there now.
Oh, cool.
If you ask anybody who's been, everyone has a suggestion of something that you should do, especially on Oahu.
Now we're going to talk best parts of the trip. So for you, what was the best part of the trip?
I think for me, it was just enjoying family time in a place where you don't have to take care of the dog or pick up the mail. Or like, for me, it was just getting the family away together in a faraway place that is not home. And it happened to be a beach, which is very key for me.
Very, very nice.
Yes.
What do you think was, like, as a family, when you guys talked about the trip, was there something everybody was like, this was the greatest part?
I think everybody enjoyed the, it's called a UTV, which I think is a universal terrain vehicle tour of the Kualoa Ranch, which is where Jurassic Park was filmed.
Ah, but that's where you had Flat Kiki with you.
I did take Flat Kiki with me there. And it was, all of us were just floored by the insane landscape, because it's the beautiful ocean. And then, you know, it's sort of flat. And then there's just these beautiful green lush mountains, not like a mountain you'd see in Colorado, just these green, covered with beautiful flora and fauna, and you're like, where did this come from?
The pictures are just amazing.
It's and then we get to like drive this, like, well, I mean, it's boys and toys and mud, like we get to drive through these mud puddles and go too fast, and we all had to wear helmets, and it was very...
Did everybody have their own, or you were all in one?
We were all in one. So that's the UT. You can take an ATV tour.
Okay.
So, and everybody's on a four-wheeler, but our kids aren't old enough to drive, so we did this UTV. It's like a golf cart, but it's really a four-wheeler with a lid.
Okay.
And I, you know, and Elliot drove crazy fast and put us on two wheels at times. Oh! And every time there was a mud puddle, we went right in and splash and...
Kind of dirty.
A little dirty, yes.
Dirty. Okay, what do you think then the kids would say their favorite part was the UTV?
No. I think that both children, if you asked them, separately or together, would say that cliff jumping was their favorite.
Cliff jumping?
Yes.
Where did you cliff jump?
On the North Shore in Oahu, there is a beach called Waimea Bay, and there is a rock there that just juts out of the beach. They call it Jump Rock. All the locals are there doing crazy things like backflips and swan dives, and off everybody goes. Not myself, but all of the boys in the family ride up the rock, and they just jump off as many times as they want to, and every single time, it's probably in places 25 or 30 feet high.
Wow. Oh, my God.
It's insane. And they loved it. They would have done it all day if I hadn't just said, okay, I don't think my heart can take this anymore.
Let's wrap it up.
It's just been really fun videotaping you trying to kill yourself, but can we stop?
Wow.
It was, and it's beautiful. And
Is it like right into the ocean?
It is. And in the summer, the waves on the North Shore are not crazy.
Okay, that's good.
The locals said, just watch for the waves to come in. And it's not really, it's not even like a wave like you imagine on the North Shore. It's not that at all. It's more like a Caribbean wave. And then, but they do go out, you know, obviously there's ebbing and flowing. So they wait for it to come in and then they jump in when it's deeper.
Oh.
It's insane. It was insane, but they loved it.
Okay.
Loved it.
Fun.
And if I had to pick, aside from family time, I would say that visiting Pearl Harbor was my favorite.
Yes.
I'm a bit of a history buff.
Yes,
that
you
way.
Are. Yeah.
I do like it.
Flat Kiki went there with you.
Yes, she did.
What would you say from the perspective of the favorite place that you took the kids on that trip and why?
Definitely Pearl Harbor.
Okay.
100%. I love to take them to a place where they can visualize history. I mean, it's all, Pearl Harbor is just a story and a book. Until you're standing on the bow of the USS Missouri, looking down the side, and you can see the dent in the metal of a boat where a plane hit it, like a kamikaze pilot drove a plane or flew a plane. I guess you fly a plane into the side of the boat, and you can still see the dent. And it's, I'm like, just stand here and imagine you're a sailor on this ship. This is your home at sea, and a man flies a plane into the boat. It's crazy.
That was crazy.
And the pilot landed. Once he was ejected from his plane that crashed, ejected onto the deck of the boat. He was dead, but the captain of the boat made them give him a proper burial at sea.
Wow.
So the sailors overnight had to sew together a Japanese flag because you have to bury a sailor in his home flag if you're burying him at sea. So these poor men, this man just trying to like sink their ship.
Right.
And they have to bury him at sea with a proper naval burial. It was crazy. It was crazy.
Wow.
Okay, so I do love like taking them to something historical like that. And then they also, you know, when you take the boat tour, you can see the wreckage of the USS Arizona. So it's not just a picture to them anymore. Now they've seen the ship at the bottom of the bay.
Wow.
And it's just, it's very surreal and realistic somber. And it just makes the story more real for them.
Yeah, for sure. Good experience. That's awesome.
Yes.
Okay. Favorite meal?
Hands down, Banzai Sushi, which is in Old Haleiwa Town, also on the North Shore in Oahu. They had regular seating, regular table seating, or traditional Japanese seating. So we sat on the floor. And then it's probably the top three sushi meals I've had in my lifetime. It was amazing.
That picture you sent me was crazy. What was it?
It was called a Maui Wowie. And it was...
Of course it was.
Insane. It was mango and big eye tuna and avocado in yubu paper, I think is how they called it.
Gorgeous.
And some sauce, and everybody wanted a bite, and I was like, no.
Get your own.
Buy your own roll.
Nice.
This one's for mommy.
It looked so good.
It was very good, but hands down, that is my favorite place.
And we're going to share, I'll get like actual names and links, and I'll provide those on the Kiki's Big Adventures website so people can get their hands on all of the details.
Excellent.
So top 2 to 3 pieces of tips or advice you have for folks going to Hawaii.
I would say, especially if you're coming from the East Coast, you should plan to arrive in Hawaii in the evening, and then you'll be very awake the next morning, very awake. So plan all of your early morning. So when we got there the first day, we did a 6 a.m. departure to go to on a fishing trip. There's also, like, in Maui, you can do sunrise on Haleakala. Do all of those things where you have to get up really early the first day while you're still feeling like you're on East Coast time. And then I would also say Calm is an app for that has meditation and sleep stories. And we downloaded a bunch of stuff for the kids to pop in their earbuds because sleep was very mandatory on the way back. And it worked pretty well.
That's great.
Yeah. I know that Powell used it.
Cool.
I used it.
Yeah, I like Calm.
Matthew McConaughey has a story, so I definitely
That's
used
right.
it.
That's right. I gotta check that one out.
Yes. Yes.
Woo!
And then I think I had one more thing on here. Oh, and bring lots to do. If you especially have little kids, bring lots to do on the plane.
Yeah, because that's a long...
And snacks.
Yeah.
Lots of snacks. Yeah. It's a long trip. I did like breaking it up because...
That kind of was good with
Yeah,
kids,
you
right?
can get out, walk around. They can watch TV a little bit in the airport. We can get like a real meal, not like snacky things. Mm-hmm. So I kind of actually recommend the
layover.
Two legs.
Yeah, two legs. Anything you missed or wish you did that you didn't do?
Well... We didn't relax.
Okay.
So I would, maybe my tip would, another tip would be to go for longer.
Mm-hmm.
We only had 6 days on the islands and we didn't have a lot of time to just relax on the beach.
Yeah. Because there's so much to do.
So much to do. And there's so many beaches. We didn't get to see any of the, I mean, we drove past the pineapple farms, but we didn't get to go and like pick our own pineapple. I understand that it is almost imperative that you get a malasada from okay. Leonard's in Oahu.
Okay.
It's a Hawaiian donut
okay.
or a Polynesian donut. I don't know. It is a beautiful creation that has goo coming out of it.
Okay.
Of all different flavors.
Okay.
So I would like to go back and get that.
Okay.
I would like to relax. And I think I'd like to go in the winter so we can see like the big wave surfing on the North Shore.
Ooh.
I would not. Everybody says you can't get in the water if you're a novice, but
okay.
it would be fun to watch.
Watch. Yeah, that would be. Wow. So you had really great weather while you were there, right? No rainy days.
We did not have any rainy days. It was incredibly humid because
okay.
we had two hurricanes blow through.
Oh,
they
right.
they turned into tropical depressions by the time they hit the islands, but
okay.
it just made it really humid.
Okay.
We did have some rain, but we didn't. It didn't affect
okay.
our trip at
yeah, you
all.
Just, like,
yeah,
kind of powered through. So I just heard from you. I was going to ask you where would you go back to? It sounds like definitely Oahu.
Yes, definitely.
Okay.
People say the Big Island is really also very nice,
mm-hmm.
and that's where they make all the Kona coffee. There's like a
yeah.
part of that, the Big Island is called Kona. So I would definitely go back there and get some coffee. I would
cool.
try the Big Island too.
Okay.
Maui was great, but it's pretty small,
mm-hmm.
and it's pretty rural. And if you want to go and just relax, and then I did hear there's...
Yeah, it's a good place for that. That's what I feel like I did when we went there.
Yeah, and
relax.
There's a little island off of Maui. Evidently, it's got this beautiful resort on it, but it was too secluded for us.
Okay, yeah.
Not with kids. Maybe just with the husband.
Yeah. Go back and do that.
Yes.
That's really awesome. Thank you for all of the,
sure.
the info. You're good about traveling with the kids. How long... I mean, you've taken them... They've been to Europe, right?
They have not been
they
to Europe
They haven't been
yet.
To Europe. Okay.
No.
All right. We'll get back to that in a minute.
Okay.
So anyways, but why do you travel with the kids? Like, what do you think the benefits are of traveling with them?
Well, as when I was a child, we did a lot of local traveling. I didn't go very far. And I caught a bug at some point, like you did, and have always felt like I was a bit of a nomad in my
mm-hmm.
soul. And I want my kids to experience that. I just think it's important for them to see how other people live and understand other languages and realize it's not just English everywhere. Even though most people do speak English, it's amazing to go to a foreign country and hear somebody say that their English is bad. And then you say, oh, wait till you hear my French.
Right.
Like, you're good.
Yeah.
So I think that that part is important. And
yeah.
And I think they're old enough now. I think that we could have taken them when they were younger. They're flexible enough and they enjoy doing things with the family enough.
Mm-hmm.
We just never bit the bullet and did that long plane ride.
Yeah. On that note, so next trip you're planning or dreaming about?
Planning a trip to Europe this winter.
Right. Cool.
So the, my boys have not had the same winter break in forever or the same spring break since Powell started in private school. So now they have not only do they have the same winter break, but Daddy is also was taking the same amount of time off. So I think we're all just splitting and going to Europe. We definitely want to see London, mm-hmm. which will be great. We'll take Flat Kiki there too.
Yes, and you've
back got to London.
The new Kiki's Big Adventures in London.
That's right.
I'll we'll take that out. With us.
And then I know we want to go to Prague. And then we're letting the boys choose the third place.
Really?
So I'm trying to lean on them to go to France, but we'll see.
We'll see. Yeah.
We'll see.
Cool.
I think they're thinking Germany or Sweden for hockey. Mm. I think they could be talked into Amsterdam too, but
yeah,
we'll see.
Okay. And you're going to take 2 weeks?
I think so. Well, it'll be more like 10 days.
10 days. Okay. Yeah. Cool.
I know. We're very excited.
Oh my gosh.
And since we're going in the winter, which is really not a great vacation time for me, but we want to take them. We're going to all take our skates and we're going to skate in as many cities as we can.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Yeah.
Oh, that's really cool.
So we'll make it.
You can definitely skate in London.
Yeah. We'll make it fun for the kids.
Yeah. That's really cool. So I love this idea of letting them pick the third place.
Yes.
So.
And we want them to pick it and then tell us why.
Why? So are they like mulling that right now? Have
they
you given
are.
Them some like go look here, do this, or
we just told them to look on the internet. I know that they are hip to Germany. I think they want to go to Germany. They also think that France is cool. It's for them, it's all hockey countries. So they're thinking Finland and Sweden and, you know, the Czech Republic, which we're checking off in Prague, but it's all about hockey for them.
We'll have to have you back after that trip.
Happy to do it.
So you decided London and Prague, and like, I guess now, I mean, because that's like 4 months away.
Yes.
So have you booked hotels and stuff
we
like that?
We have not.
Okay.
Now everybody's back in school, and okay. I can focus on planning the next trip.
From a planning perspective, you use the travel agent as, like, you'll go to him and say what?
I would go to Josh and say, we want to go to Europe for this amount of days. We definitely want to go to Prague, and we wanted to go to London. So once the boys figure out what the third country will be, Josh will help us decide, do we fly into London
which
and
order,
then go,
yeah.
or fly out of London to come back, just figure out which order we see the countries. And I think it probably depends on what they pick.
Okay. So he'll give you flight options.
Yes.
And then
he'll book hotels.
Hotels. Okay.
And then we'll figure out most of the rest of the stuff. And we may book it through him.
Yeah.
But we'll decide on our own, like, what we want to see and what tours. And
will you, like, go online? Are you going to buy, like, do you buy books? Do you, like, Google search?
I really just look at, like, travel websites. I always lean on your travel website.
Right.
I think if you've been to all of those countries, so I usually lean on you and then anybody else that's been. So like we have neighbors down the street that just got back from France.
Okay, cool.
So
that's right. They had a good
trip. Yeah, they had a great trip. So they'll tell us what they saw. And then if we decide it's going to be France, I would lean on my own experience in Paris.
Yeah.
Because we took a walking tour in Paris and it was amazing.
Awesome.
Just to be like with someone who lives there.
I love that.
Yeah.
As a tip, getting a local guide, I think, is a really, really great tip. Because you're with someone who's local and showing you around. I mean, we did that in Athens and it was a great plan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, well, I mean, it just depends what we find that we want to do.
Yeah.
And that's when we went to Paris, I told Josh, I want to go to like a farmer's market in like one of the suburbs and he was like, okay, well, how do you want to do that? I was like, I don't know, a walking tour or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
I just want somebody to show me around.
Okay.
And so he found a walking tour company. I'm excited.
Sounds like you all had an awesome summer adventure.
We
and
did.
Then you're going to go to London because of Kiki in London.
I know.
And you just read Kiki in London last night.
I love it. It was so fabulous. Again, knocked it out of the park.
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
Awesome. I guess we'll say aloha.
Aloha,
since this is,
has been. Thank you for having me.
Mostly about Hawaii. Mahalo for being here.
Thank you.
Next up, Dylan and Powell to tell us about their favorite parts of the trip.
Aloha, Dylan.
Hello.
I was talking to your mom about the fantastic vacation you had this summer. Do you guys have a good time?
Yes, it was very cool.
So that was your, obviously, it was the whole family's first time to Hawaii, right?
Yes, it was.
Cool. So tell me, what was your favorite thing you did when you guys were in Hawaii?
My favorite thing was probably cliff jumping.
Cliff jumping. I could not believe when mom told me about that and showed me the videos. That is crazy.
Yes.
What made it the best part of the trip?
Well, it was on Oahu, which was, I think it was the cooler of the two islands we went to. And there's a lot of nice people, and jumping from 40 feet is something I've always wanted to do. So
that was bananas. You guys just kept doing it over and over and over. Yeah. How many times do you think you did it?
Probably 7 times.
Wow. That's awesome.
Yes.
Cool. So any other highlights? Any great food or anything else?
We did a tour of where they filmed Jurassic Park. So that was pretty cool.
I saw those pictures too. That looks beautiful.
Mm-hmm. And all the food was really good too. Like the fish.
Yeah. Some good sushi, right?
Yes.
Cool. So what I also want to ask, because your mom told me, and I think this is super cool. So you need to let me know where you are on deciding. So she told me that you guys are going to go to Europe for the Christmas break, right?
Yes.
And she said you're going to London, Czech Republic, and you guys get to pick the third place?
Yes.
Yes. So you have not decided where yet, obviously.
No, not yet.
No? Where, do you have any ideas?
I think it'd be cool to go to France.
Cool.
Or Greece.
Are you guys going to do some research, or what do you how do you think you're going to pick it?
I think we'll definitely do some research, and knowing my brother, it'll probably come down to a coin toss. So,
all right, cool. Well, thanks, Dylan. I appreciate you joining us.
No problem.
Aloha. Mahalo.
Yes, mahalo.
Awesome. Hello, Mr. Powell.
That's me.
How are you?
Good. Yeah.
So I was just talking to Dylan, and your mom told me all about you guys had a fantastic vacation this summer, right?
Very much so.
When you say very much so, why did you enjoy it so much?
I mean, it's nice to travel places, and especially places like Hawaii, where it's cool and beach and really fun activities and whatnot there. It's interesting and fun.
Cool. So what was your favorite part of the trip?
So I have two.
Okay, cool.
Cliff jumping.
Which Dylan I just heard about. What was it? He said 40 feet?
40, 45 maybe. I don't know.
Oh, watching those videos gave my heart palpitations. Ooh. Yeah. 7 times. That's what Dylan said. Whoosh. That's a lot of cliff jumping. Woo.
Yeah.
Okay. And then what was the other one?
We did some zip lining on the first island we went to.
Oh, you zip lined.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah. Like where were you, in like a tropical forest or something?
Yeah,
or?
I like a tropical forest in Haleakala on a volcano.
You ziplined on a volcano?
Yes.
That's crazy.
Yes.
Crazy cool.
Yes.
All right. That sounds like a true highlight too. Did you, like, was it just one run or did you do multiple runs?
So there were like 5, I think.
Okay.
The last one was like downhill, and you went down and then up a little and then back down to the middle for like 2 seconds, and then you come back, and there were a lot of funny reactions there.
Wow. I'm sure. That sounds scary cool.
And there is a bridge called Suspension Bridge, and it's really thin and it's kind of wiggly, so of course my parents were not very
into it
or into it to do it, but they made it past, so
everybody did it.
Yeah.
That gives me stomach,
it was fun,
stomach
though.
Flutters. That's very cool. Wow, some daring stuff you guys did in Hawaii. Sounds like quite an adventure filled vacation.
Yes.
Awesome. Well, I was just talking to your brother too about the fact that I hear you all get to pick the third location for your holiday break in Europe.
Mm-hmm.
That is so cool. So where are you thinking you'd like to go?
I agree with him on Paris and Italy. I'm going to have to do a decent amount of research.
Do you have any advice for young travelers making long flights, right? Because you guys had, what was 12 hours to Hawaii?
12.
Have any good tips?
Sleep on the plane.
Nice. And then Powell, did you use the Calm app?
Yeah.
A pretty good one.
Yes. And I had a neck inflatable pillow.
So. An inflatable neck pillow is key. I agree with that.
Very much. Tip.
Thank you very much. Had a great chat with your mom. And it's really great to have you guys on to tell me what your favorite parts were. So mahalo.
Mahalo.
And aloha.
Aloha.
That was quite the Hawaiian adventure. Thank you, Jackie, Dylan, and Powell for sharing it with us. There's an overview of the episode in the show notes. Head over to the podcast section of the Kiki's Big Adventures website for the specifics that Jackie shared and lots more travel planning tips. Mahalo for joining us on the Kiki's Big Adventures Family Travel Podcast. Looking forward to traveling together on the next episode. Adventure awaits.